Texas police seize firearms bound for Mexican cartel near border. By Randy Clark on February 11, 2022. Dozens of assault rifles, magazines, and matching ammunition were seized as part of a joint investigation between the Border Patrol and the Texas Department of Public Safety Highway Patrol Criminal Investigations Division on a South Texas highway Monday. Authorities found the weapons concealed in two boxes advertised to contain trampolines. Instead, officials found 44 assault rifles, one pistol, 46 rifle magazines, and nearly 3,000 rounds of ammunition. According to the Texas Department of Public Safety, the weapons and ammunition were destined for Mexico. As Mexican cartels move narcotics and migrants into the United States, they rely on weapons smuggled south to protect turf. The weapons can be turned on law enforcement in the United States. This month, cartel operatives in Frontón, Texas, fired upon Border Patrol agents they attempted to stop a human smuggling event on the banks of the Rio Grande. Texas Highway Patrol has seized more than 3,000 firearms as part of Operation Lone Star since March 2021. The operation involves the deployment of hundreds of DPS Highway Patrol troopers and 10,000 National Guard to the border. As of February 3, DPS has made more than 10,880 criminal arrests, including 2,731 for criminal trespassing. The agency filed 8,635 felony charges on suspects. The department has arrested more than 89,000 migrants since the operation began. The firearms case remains under investigation and no suspects were named. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.